Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. If you are listening to this week, welcome back to school is in order. I hope your school year is off to a good start, no matter what school looks like for you this year. I hope the kids are excited. I hope you're excited. And I am excited to have you joining me for another episode this week. For the upcoming school season, I'm going to try to incorporate some different things for topics of discussion. I'm going to try to offer you more solutions to things you may be struggling with. And so that's where I'm going to start this week. So far, as we've approached the new school year and as we've begun the new school year, I'm hearing parents and caregivers wonder how they can play a part in making the kids in their lives better learners. And so I want to offer up some solutions for kids of all ages that may be struggling. You may see as the school year gets started that kids display frustrations. You may see big emotions. You may see tantrums depending on the age of the kids in your life. You may see them give up on trying something new before the year has even started. And I want to encourage you as the adult, whether you're listening to this as a parent, a caregiver, an educator, a family member, a neighbor, I want to encourage you not to give in to their frustration. Encourage them to express their frustration and to feel their frustration and hear what they're saying as they express themselves. And then take what they're saying and show them how they can find a solution. And one of the ways that I want to encourage you to help them eliminate or reduce their frustrations is by leading with their interests. So if they're struggling with something like math, what can they tie math to that they have an interest in from a different perspective? I'll give you some broad examples. These examples are going to be examples that can be stretched across all ages from 2 to 200. That's a little unrealistic, I guess, but high hopes, I suppose. But let's think about robots and robotics. And if the kids in your life are struggling with math, what kind of a fun, robots-oriented activity can you come up with that will show the kid in your life a solution to whatever frustration they're facing? So perhaps they can't figure out the process of division. So perhaps you could offer them up loose parts that could be used to build a robot and get them to divide up the loose parts that you give them into types. So screws, nuts, bolts, circles, squares, triangles, whatever. They can divide it up into the categories that they want. Count the different loose parts that they divide up. How many circles do they have? How many nuts do they have? How many straps do they have? Whatever the loose parts are. Okay, so how many times can a specific number be divided into the amount of groups that they have? In other words, how many equal groups of the loose parts that they have can they make? And doing a hands-on activity like that can help grasp a deeper concept that can eliminate the frustration around learning something like division. You can do the same thing with multiplication. You can do the same thing with listening skills. You can give them a story problem that they have to listen to and then carry out with loose parts. I've talked about that in previous, I think, seasons of this podcast. I think it was a couple of school years ago that I talked about story problems. Story problems can engage kids in all kinds of investigative learning. And that actually brings me to another solution that I want to give you. And this solution can be a solution for almost every frustration that kids might face this year. And that is tasks. Somebody asked me to talk about confidence building and how to build confidence in kids. And the math struggle that I gave and confidence are tied together. Confidence can be the reason why kids are resistant to learning a new subject or a new concept within a specific subject. And so if we can build up their confidence in other areas, they can start to feel confident in an area where maybe they have lacked confidence recently. So let's talk about that for a second. What kind of tasks can you give kids that will build their confidence? It's going to depend on their interest. If you have a kid who is interested in robotics, give them tasks that tie into that curiosity around robotics. If you have a kid who is interested in construction, give them tasks around construction. If you have a kid who's interested in food and baking and cooking and gardening, give them tasks around those things. Giving kids a task that have an interest in those types of areas that I just named, giving them the task of caring for plants is going to build their confidence and their interest in learning if two things happen. If either A, they take the steps necessary to care for a plant and actually keep it alive, and not only keep it alive, but allow it to thrive and actually produce, it's going to build their confidence. but it's also going to build their confidence in the fact that they learned new things. And the other example I was just going to give flew out of my brain, so hopefully it will come back to me and I will be able to circle back to that. But giving kids who are interested in caring for a plant, who maybe are lacking confidence in their abilities, you're going to shore up their confidence in their ability to do something when they see themselves succeed and tie the fact that they took actions that actually benefited something or someone else. That is building confidence. So tasks that reinforce kids' ability to learn, to explore a topic, to explore a subject, to explore a set of skills, but also gives them the opportunity to succeed at learning or doing something, builds their confidence. It builds their confidence in their skills, it builds their self-image, and it encourages them to want to try even more new things. So, if you have a kid who is interested in baking or cooking or gardening, you can tie all of those things together, which offer up all kinds of learning opportunities and skill building opportunities. But you're building their self-esteem, their self-image, and their curiosity to learn by giving them tasks to do that they enjoy. So I've talked about this a lot, I think, because in the very beginning of quarantine and lockdowns and all of that, I became very interested in baking and cooking and all of that. But within baking and cooking, there's a lot of experimentation that goes on. There's a lot of learning that goes on, a lot of trial and error that goes on. I learned a lot about what things go well together, what things don't go well together, about the process of cooking, and why recipes are structured the way that they are, and why you have to use certain methods of cooking to get a desired outcome. All of these things are valuable lessons, not just for us as adults, but they're valuable for kids as well. Allowing kids to do these kinds of experiments will encourage them to want to learn more about something, which will encourage them to learn, which will encourage them to experiment. And it will build their curiosity to experiment and test out their own ideas. And what a great way for kids to learn versus what we typically get from a typical school experience where we're just consuming information. When we give them a task, they get to actually be a part of the information. They get to experience the information. And so I want to encourage you to encourage the kids in your lives to participate in tasks. Notice I didn't use the word chores. They're tasks. So experiments or challenges or just daily activities that they're curious about. If they ask a lot of why questions, encourage them to explore those why questions. Why do certain flowers only grow in a certain area or a certain time of the year? Why do animals carry out a specific behavior? Why does a tree develop in the way that it does? Encourage them to explore those ideas with experimentation, kids will become excited to learn new things in a way that they don't get excited to learn by hearing someone talk about something or reading from a book, because they're going to get to do it. They're going to get to experience it. They're going to get to be a part of causing something to happen. They're going to get to be a part of making a change happen in the world. Perhaps you have a kid who is struggling to learn science in school. Well, what if you could give a kid a task that would teach them the same science lesson they're trying to learn in school, but that will actually allow them to learn the lesson because they get to experience it? And for some reason, I'm thinking about learning a lesson around the effect that trees have on the environment. Well, that's kind of a dry subject. It's probably even more dry and boring to learn reading it out of a chapter in a textbook. But what if you could devise an experiment that would allow a child at any age to discover what effect trees have on the environment, or what effect our behavior has on the environment as human beings? And then getting them to come up with an experiment, which could be a school lesson around the ways that we as humans can reverse some of the effects that we've had on the environment. They're learning science, they're testing their skills, they're gaining understanding about how they can play a positive role on the world around them. Whoa! All of that just from a simple activity experience. When you build these tasks, though, or let kids build these tasks, or do so together, keep in mind kids' strengths and weaknesses. So if you're building a task that is causing a kid to confront something that they feel that, excuse my French, but that they feel they suck at, be careful how you build or approach the task, because they're probably going to be resistant, because, as I said, they already feel like they suck in this area, when really the lesson they need to learn isn't that they suck, it's that they don't have the skills yet or the information that they need to be good at understanding a specific area. It was always very heartbreaking for me to see kids get down on themselves or feel like they suck because they struggled with something. And so I always built my classrooms around supporting kids' desire to test themselves and experiment and explore at their own pace, that encouraged them to face something that they weren't good at yet and challenge themselves to get better. And so that is what I want to encourage you to do throughout this school year that we are just getting started with. I'm actually really excited about supporting you in this way. I want to create challenges and tasks and experiments that will support you in this way. And maybe that's what upcoming episodes will look like. Maybe I will do individual episodes around specific experiments and challenges and activities that learn specific skills or study specific subjects. So I hope you are super excited for this upcoming school year. I am incredibly excited, clearly. I hope you found this episode useful. And I hope you will come back and join me for future episodes. I also want to remind you that I have some virtual live experiences available at thecreativecampusonline.com that I hope you will come participate in with me. They occur each and every week. You don't have to participate every week, but I would love to get to know you as real people, as I would hope you would be excited to get to know me as a real person. And by engaging in a virtual live format is a fun and exciting way to do that. I'm going to go live each and every week. I'm going to be offering live lessons where I demonstrate activities on different subjects, different topics, different themes that you can use, you can put your own spin on. And I have some other experiences that I hope you will be excited about as well, around long-term projects and a lot of the things that we talked about in today's episode. So I hope you'll check those out at thecreativecampusonline.com. The key that I want to touch on throughout this upcoming school year is that we really can re-inspire and engage kids in the learning process if we lean into their interests, their existing strengths, and build on what they may see or feel are their current weaknesses. Task-based learning is a fun way to excite kids about learning new things, because through tasks they get to experience new things. And when kids get to experience things, they don't often think about the fact that they're learning, quote unquote, something new or unfamiliar, or that they otherwise would see as a challenge. And I think that task-based learning is going to create a lot of success for a lot of learners going forward. And I think we're going to see task-based learning becoming more and more common and supported, because we're going to see kids need more interaction and engagement. And engaging in task-based learning is a way to do that. We are coming back together again, hopefully in larger and larger groups. And what a fun way to learn with big groups of people than to get involved in a big task, whether that's building a robot or learning about animals and animal habitats by going on explorations and discovering new things that you didn't know before because you discovered them and you experienced them and you tested them and you challenged ideas. So that is what the upcoming season of these episodes is going to look like. I am going to have all kinds of fun ideas to share with you. And I hope you will come back each and every week to learn with me. I want to thank you for joining me this week. And again, I hope you will come back next time when I will have more fun learning, skill building, and exploring opportunities to share with you. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will talk to you next time.